Here we go. Welcome back to Snakes, Rats, and Goats, talking about Survivor, Season 35, Episode 10. I'm your co-host, Ryan Elder, and with me, as always, is...
Scott Chernoff.
Perfect. Scott...
I'm doing it like I'm leaving a voice, you know, the voicemail.
Of course, yes. Yeah. Scott, we don't have a guest this week.
Awesome.
The episode was just on last night. It was 2 hours.
We didn't want to ask somebody who'd never seen Survivor to watch two in a row.
Although we have done that in the past, and I believe they maybe like stopped. They didn't watch the second half and just kind of faked it through the podcast. So,
oh really?
I suspect.
I don't remember who that was.
Name any names, but,
talk about it later.
So we're gonna know it. We're gonna kind of know it all as this, right? And just me and you. We're gonna wing it. I didn't rewatch. I don't have clips pulled. We're just gonna talk.
It's like the know it alls without any knowledge or experience.
Yes, exactly.
Or credibility.
It's know it all style.
And then, like I just told you before we started, I'm throwing down the challenge that we're gonna just keep it brief. And keep it moving because, quite frankly, Ryan, I'm exhausted.
Well, yeah, I mean,
half from that episode.
That episode.
I need to sleep.
This episode was a coming out party for a couple of people.
For everybody.
Yeah, big time. I mean, this is when the season actually kind of began for me.
Finally, now that there's only three more episodes left.
And even though it was only, you know, one JP non-existent person vote off of a straight pagonging anyways, this episode was much better. Both parts of it were, in my mind, much, much better. Does it redeem the season for me? We'll have to see. If Lauren wins...
It was much more interesting than prior episodes.
Totally.
I would like a little credit. I predicted in our last podcast, but I predicted the wrong order.
Okay.
That it would be Joe and JP this week.
Wow. I don't remember you saying that. I believe you.
I had it completely wrong. The right answer for the wrong reasons. I said that the seven would hold together to vote off Joe next. And then when they were down
to eight
people, they would break apart. And Dr. Mike would worm his way in because he's not threatening physically, which... apparently he is threatening physically and that they would vote off a big physical threat from their own alliance first. And that would be JP.
Yeah.
So those were the two people I predicted in the opposite order for the wrong reasons.
So I think, Dr. Mike is a threat physically as long as it's a feet related challenge.
Foot right? only. Yeah. Well, no, he did. There was two challenges. He came in second. There was another challenge last night. He almost
and
won.
It involved feet. He had to stand
standing
it was all about
thing.
Like
right.
dealing with
foot
pain, right?
Most urologists use their feet to operate. So he's very highly skilled, trained feet.
I think he's actually a podiatrist.
He
he's
might
a
be.
Sex podiatrist.
Oh man, that's the show that's the next show I'm gonna pitch. Sex podiatrist.
Yeah.
Oh man, I just need the right performer, the right actor to play that role.
Yeah.
Could be a man, could be a woman.
I think it needs to be a Scott Chernoff type, probably.
Oh, maybe it should be me.
Give me a young Scott Chernoff.
Oh boy.
To play
I was once a young Scott Chernoff.
Dr. Mike, the sex podiatrist.
A long time ago. Look, we're on to something.
I think we are, yeah. We're on something, obviously.
Clearly.
Scott, I want to talk. First thing I want to talk about, because we're going to jump around. Obviously, I don't have an outline.
Yeah,
but I want to talk about how amazing Lauren was in both of these episodes.
She's the best.
Scott, she's gone from a character that we'd chuckle at her saying critters to like a full-on good player.
A full-fledged player, yeah.
Like a legit good player. Game
a
player.
Leader.
I'm impressed.
She was fantastic. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think she's going to win. But
you don't? I think she could win.
I think she could, and I'm rooting for her. I'm starting to think it will be
why
Ben.
Don't you think? I mean, what
I'm
about
starting to
it?
Think it will be Ben. Now, keep in mind, My prediction for this episode came true, but for all the wrong reasons. But I feel like Ben may be positioned to go back to Chrissy and Ryan. And I could see the final four being Chrissy, Ryan, Dr. Mike, and Ben. Mm. And unless they chop Ben at number four, he will win against any of those three. I mean, why should he stick with the other three who could all beat him in front of a jury?
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, from Ben's point of view, yeah, that's how he should make it go, right?
And then interestingly, although Devin did come up with some plans that worked and was a big coming out party for him, tell me if you disagree, I actually thought it was a bad episode for Devin's long-term chances.
I don't know.
I thought there was way too many times where we're hearing Devin talk about how great he is and how smart he is, how great he is at the game, how his plans are brilliant. And it just felt like he's being set up for a fall.
You know, I didn't read that. I didn't read those moments as being a bad look for him. And I think part of it was because of the music, but also the editing. There's the moment where he's like, everything's clear for me now. And they show that like sun shot. And the edit is like
that was
backing
good for
him up. You know what I mean? Like, he's bragging, but the edit is backing him up. Like, the edit's giving him credit for Ben's, like, for the plan of having Ben be an undercover agent. You know?
And yet my wife, who is a casual fan at best, was completely annoyed by Devin.
Interesting. Okay.
She was
all
like, I don't like him anymore. He's a jerk. He's arrogant, and I don't like him.
Wow. All right.
And this was unsolicited by me.
Yeah.
This was just her. She often reacts emotionally to the players and, you know, decides who she wants to win based on who she likes. And Devin is off the list.
Yeah.
And she was also like, I can't believe that I'm actually starting to like Joe, because she hated Joe.
Joe was really funny in these two episodes. It was like the good Joe and not the like making fun of someone's PTSD Joe, but like the good Joe.
Well, what
Joe
she was saying was I'm starting to feel sorry for Joe.
Yeah. Well, you know, anytime someone's the underdog and get edited as the underdog scrambling their way up, they're going to be
like, but
likeable.
Not only the underdog, the way he was just completely played and in the dark.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I thought the whole coconuts thing was really funny and some good character stuff. And you know, possibly strategically
insane.
Good for them.
What?
It might have been like strategically a good move to do this, like, we're the coconuts, we're on the bottom, we're nobodies.
Oh, yes, I agree. I mean, I agree, and I think that it was a really interesting episode because some people were playing both well and not well. Like, I think that the plan, like the alliance, the new alliance was a good plan, but I don't think that they voted out the right person.
You with JP? Yeah, I agree.
With JP. I mean, why you wouldn't vote off Ryan with his idol? Now, yeah, okay, it didn't work out anyway for Ryan with his idol. But you don't know that. And still, Ryan is in the game. Like, JP is just like a non-entity who's not thinking about the game. So why? I don't know why you wouldn't take out Ryan or Chrissy at that vote instead of JP, who has the potential to win challenges but has not won any challenges.
I know. I wish we had gotten more explanation about why they chose JP, because I can see there's a couple reasons for sure. Now, are they better than getting rid of the guy with the idol? Probably not, you know, but I think they're just concerned about challenges, right? Like, they just don't want.
Yeah, they're concerned about, you know, the only argument, I guess, is, well, what if the time JP finally wins a challenge is when he's the last person left to vote off, and then we have to turn on ourselves.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, you're going to turn on yourselves anyways.
Well, you got to, if there's four of you, you got to turn on one of you, right?
I mean, JP is not a strategic threat, and I guess I value the strategic threat as a higher threat.
I think I agree with you, and I think possibly Ryan and Chrissy would agree with you as well. because they seem obsessed with strategic threats. But
it is possible that JP was really likable and we just didn't see it. And they were like, yeah, well,
all sorts
we
of reasons
beat Ryan and Chrissy in the final vote, but we can't beat. Yeah, I mean, Ryan and Chrissy just seem despised. And that's the other thing that I thought was a bad look for Devin. I thought it was a good, I mean, first I thought the spy plan sounded like way too needlessly complicated.
But it worked. I love a good complicated plan.
But it worked, and I like having a spy. So I like having somebody be a spy.
Yeah.
And we can talk about the implication. This could be really bad for Ben or really good for Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But what I thought was really a bad look for Devin was his constant talking about, I can't wait to see the look on their faces. It seemed to be that he was doing this on a personal level. And when you really want to look at why they voted out JP, I think it's because he wanted to lord over Ryan and Chrissy, that they felt like Ryan and Chrissy are smug and they need to be taken down a peg. And I can't wait till they realize that they've been outsmarted. And it wasn't the right reason to do it. And I didn't think it boded well for Devin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you could read Devin either way this episode.
I agree. Like
good plans that worked out, but also I felt like he was getting way too big for his britches.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely came away thinking like, oh, you know, Devin and Lauren are now my two highest possible winners in my mind. But I got to say, Chrissy has still got to be on that list. Sorry, go ahead.
What? Who's got to be on that
list? Chrissy still has to be on that list, just based on
that.
Yeah,
I mean,
not in positioning game.
If Chrissy wins, it's going to be some kind of, it's going to be her, Ryan and Dr. Mike at the end for Chrissy to win.
It needs to. Well, no, I feel like Dr. Mike will win that.
Or the tie scenario.
Right. Yeah.
Where the third place person gets to vote to break the tie, and Ryan breaks the tie between Dr. Mike and Chrissy.
That could be. You had your theory that it was Ben goes at four, and then the final three is Dr. Mike, Ryan, and Chrissy.
Or Ben actually wins the game, because we are seeing a lot of, which we've seen with a lot of winners before, people talking about how if that person gets to the end, they can't be beaten. We saw it with Jeremy. We saw it with who else? Plenty of people.
Yeah.
Boston Rob, obviously. Denise even, I think. But like, so you've got that. You've got, which I've been saying for the past couple weeks, I think the when you find an idol and you keep it to yourself, you have a greater chance of winning. Boston Rob, Tyson, you know, I mean, or Tony in his weird way of like, you know, having an idol that he doesn't share all the information on. But I think that Ben is set up to potentially win.
He's in that unenviable position, I think. Position you never want to put yourself in, where you basically have to win the final four immunity to win the game.
Right.
You know, and it's sort of the Kelly Wentworth spot. There's been so many people who have been there and lost, like Jerry on Villains. Like, and that's just not where you want to be. But that I feel like that, no matter what, I think that's where Ben is. Even if it's this alliance of four that gets to the final four, you know, Ashley, Lauren.
Right. He would be the first.
Exactly. I want to present an alternate, my theory of how it's going to go at the end. And I had this, I woke up with this morning, and it was the thought that Ashley is getting Troyzand. She's in the final three, but she gets no questions. No one cares about her. And so they're way under editing her. And I think she's probably there with Lauren and Devin, and Lauren and Devin are the people who get the tie.
And Ashley breaks it for who?
Devin. She's been with Devin the whole time. Like, they love each other.
She also seems to be really close with Lauren.
Yeah, but remember, Ashley and Devin were on a tribe together as the last two, and they were like, this is an unbreakable bond. Like, this season is a season of duos, right? Like,
I guess.
Like, you've got Chrissy and Ryan. You've got Ben and Lauren, or Ben and Chrissy at one point. You have Ashley and Devin, who were a duo for a while. You got Mike and Joe. Like, there's just a lot of duos.
But you also had the duo of Ashley and JP, which was never mentioned again.
I know. That's and she voted him out. Like, totally funny, yeah, right? So like,
she was clearly never really with him.
Well, the thing is, but she knew she lost him after he went with Ryan and Chrissy. Like,
yeah,
totally.
But here's the like, and I'm not saying Ashley will win, but last night was the first time I saw it as plausible that she could win.
Yeah, she's not winning.
Presenting her,
I don't she's think getting Troy's end, man. I'm convinced.
Maybe, but I don't know that she makes it to the end. And it could go any of those, or it could go some different way where the whole thing gets mixed up and it's jumbled. And there's
it's Ryan, people from different alliances, Dr. Mike, and Ben.
Who? Lauren, Dr. Mike,
no,
and Ben?
No, Ryan, Dr. Mike, and Ben. That's my final three.
And Ben cleans up.
I can't imagine how that could happen, but
I mean, Ben is like, it's like Ben could, he has no idea how close he, you know, might have come to being sent home with an idol last night. Although I think that was just like a ruse.
Oh, yeah, that viewer. Was the like, yeah, totally.
I think that was just like they discuss everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just the part that we saw. But I mean, he can stick with those three and betray Ryan and Chrissy and they will hate him. Or he can, if he gets wind, as the preview suggested, that something is amiss, he can stick with Ryan and Chrissy and say, you know, and just act like he was never against them.
Right. Well, he did just vote against them and they now know it. Not against them, but he voted with the other people to vote out Joe, so like now they know it.
Unless he can somehow convince them that that was Lauren's advantage,
then there would have been an extra vote.
Oh, right.
You'd have to convince them.
Yeah, but
Jeff
last
didn't
week
read
but the last
again.
Time they just assumed that a last vote didn't get read,
but that vote would still like have the reason it didn't get read is because it would be for Joe. Like, that's just not a believable lie.
I don't know. They seem to have completely
or
not questioned what happened.
No,
the
they
night
did,
it
though. In exit vote. Interviews, they did. It
they
just
questioned it, but
up.
Not intensely. From what I've read in exit interviews, they were like, oh, that's weird. But they had a bunch of theories about it, and they wrote it off.
I see.
It wasn't like they really pursued, like, who did this? It was like, oh, it was probably X, Y, or Z.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
and, you know, it was probably just an unnecessary to read vote.
I mean, that's right. That's Occam's razor, right? In that situation. And you just don't want to spend a lot of time like thinking about all the.
I'm just saying that Ben, I think, is it's potentially repairable. Like, he
well,
could go back. Ryan and Chrissy are going to be the last to play emotionally. Now, I mean, I think the episode was not good for Ryan or Chrissy. I'd be more surprised now if Chrissy won because, you know, the way she was presented as with Lauren, like, oh, sure, now you're going to talk to me.
Right. Oh, God.
that was the
whole
same with
scene,
Ryan and Dr. Mike.
That
but
whole
Ryan
scene
was already,
hilarious. Yeah.
Ryan was already losing ground as a potential winner. And I think Chrissy's lost even more in the amount of dislike that seems to be against them. But that said, I think the two of them, would welcome Ben back if that meant they got the numbers. I think they would welcome a Ben, Dr. Mike. And Dr. Mike would probably now be willing to work with Ryan because he just got burned.
Yeah. Yeah, he has to.
he thought he was going to be voting off Ben.
Yeah. I mean, he's been lied to by everyone. He has there's no one he can go to and be like, we've been tight since the beginning, you know?
Right.
He's like a totally a free agent. Tell me who to vote for and I'll do it, you know?
But I think he'd be open to working with them now, potentially.
Well, he's open to working with anyone. He has no one.
Right. But I mean, he wasn't open to working with Ryan this week.
Yeah.
Because he thought he was now in a better position. And now that the scales have fallen or whatever or raised, he knows that that was all bullshit, and so he might be willing to reconsider and say, okay, we're both at the bottom Now it's time to team up.
You know what's crazy is this archetype of these super fans like Ryan and Chrissy that talk tons of game, but only with certain people. It's just so hard to win when you do that, I feel like.
It was kind of shocking for me. Like, I don't know why they wouldn't try to form bonds with everybody.
It's they probably thought they were forming bonds in quotes by not talking game, right? Just talking about personal life or whatever. Which, yes, that is quote unquote forming bonds, but the real way you form bonds strategically is by talking game. Because you're out there to play the game. It seems difficult though to talk game with everyone and not be like completely, you know, exposed. So I don't know how
sure
you do it.
It's a fine line, but the winner, you know, some people have managed it. Like, you know, Jeremy Collins seemed to manage that.
Yeah, Kim. So I feel like Kim talked game with everyone probably.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure there's a way to do it. But yeah, they get, and I hate to say this because you know, definitely friends of the show, and I am a huge fan of both Max and Shireen, but it's sort of a Max and Shireen in Worlds Apart situation, except they got a lot farther.
No, I tweeted that. Yeah,
one of those.
I tweeted that. I said Ryan and Chrissy doing their best impressions of Max and Shireen. Like, they absolutely were. Like sitting there on the beach talking about how they had everything under control. It was just so so.
You knew it was over at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'm saying is that Devin is doing the same thing.
Yeah,
when he's
but
said,
he's doing it in confessional.
Lauren is really surprising me. Lauren is she's as good as I am. That was not a good look.
Yeah, that was my wife laughed out loud at that. Like, it was really not. You're right. That's true. That was bad. You're right.
His opinion of himself is like so high at this point. And I don't feel that I could be wrong, but I don't think they're showing us that because he wins.
Yeah. Man, what a season. Like, honestly, this season would rock it up for me if Lauren is the winner.
Yeah, I love Lauren, and I'm rooting for her. And I'm what I like is that I can't really predict. I have some predictions, but they're very there's a few very viable possibilities. Mm-hmm. And everybody who's left in some way is viable. Even the ones who are the least viable, like Ashley and Dr. Mike and Ryan, those in terms of viable to actually be the winner, you could construct a scenario for each of them where they do win.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Dr. Mike could win against Ryan and Chrissy potentially.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't underestimate Dr. Mike.
Yeah. On paper, I think Dr. Mike could probably beat a lot of the people. I mean, half the jury is people that were like friends with him, you know?
He's the only healer left.
Yeah. And it's not like, you know, someone who's never on top, like he'd be like a Bob type who gets to the end like because he was left in the game too long, you know, and he never was in on any votes, but because of that the jury still likes him. I think he's like the kind of person who would win against almost everyone. Actually, it just depends on how you know what it depends on is how bitter the jury is and how willing to reward good gameplay the jury is. If Ryan and Chrissy are on the jury, that's like two votes for whoever played the quote-unquote best game.
Right. If Ryan and Chrissy are sitting in the final three, that's two less votes for whoever played well and one more vote for whoever is the most likable.
Yeah, probably a pretty bitter jury at that point, yeah. I mean, you can construct a scenario for any possible final three.
And there's nobody that the edit, I don't think, is like really pushing. And I haven't read any edgic or editing or the characters and their stories, threads or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe there is a consensus out there.
There is not, actually. There is not. Yeah. I will say edgic still has at least three possible winners.
That's great. And don't tell me who. I don't want to know.
It and
that'll sway my thinking.
I mean, I know you're saying like, oh, maybe Ashley has a chance, but she doesn't have a chance, man. It's way too late to start showing Ashley if she wins.
When did they start showing Michelle Fitzgerald?
The whole season, Scott.
Okay, they were checking in with her. I know that was your point, but I don't know. I don't think she registered with the audience.
But yeah, but there's a difference between registering with the audience and but still being shown and not being shown at all.
Mm-hmm. But Ashley was shown a lot in the beginning. She just went quiet in the middle.
Yeah.
She was a very prominent character in the early days.
Even now, I mean, even when it was like Ashley and JP versus Alan, wasn't it JP who was... No, it was Ashley. Who was
no, it was always the focus was on Ashley and her point.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
She was very prominent early on.
Man, so, I mean, you're making a case. I still think she has zero shot, but let's give her a 1%.
Let's say she's up there against Ryan and Chrissy.
She's in the 1%, who's gonna win? Scott.
She wins almost every vote.
Yeah, I think everyone wins against Ryan and Chrissy.
You should want to keep Ryan and Chrissy in the game.
It seems like it, yeah.
I mean, she could, and if she's in there with Dr. Mike and, you know, Ryan or Chrissy.
I think Dr. Mike probably beats her. I actually kind of think Dr. Mike beats just about everyone except for maybe Devin or Lauren. I think people really like Devin and Lauren, personally.
People really like Devin and Lauren, but what about Ben? What if it's Ben, Devin, and Lauren?
Jeez, that would be a... Like, they'd all be stupid for bringing each other.
Yes, so it's unlikely.
Yeah.
But they've all stated very clearly that they've... Ashley said last night, I would vote for Ben.
Yeah.
Just if he gets there.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah.
And I would be one of the people voting for him.
Yeah, I just don't think he gets there. Ben just totally seems like fourth place to me. Like, doesn't he? His edit just screams fourth place to me.
Hmm. I don't know. I think it's, you could be right. I'm not saying it doesn't. Yeah. His edit screams either first place or fourth place to me, or like, you know, mid game boot, but we've passed that point. You
How
know,
good
he could
was,
have been like a Jeremy Collins style, like, you know, shocking midpoint. You know, alpha taken out.
But. So here's what I'm going to say. I think if Ben was the winner, we would have been shown that it was his idea to be the undercover agent. Because it's very easy to leave out Devin coming up with the idea. You just have Ben in a confessional say, so what we're going to do is blah, blah, blah. And then it seems like it's his idea.
That's
right?
True.
So, but I will say this, like, I wanted to talk about how incredibly good he was at it. Like,
very good.
It's I was reading this on Reddit. I don't remember who posted it, but he was in such a damned if you do, damned if you don't scenario there, because if he's really good at it, then his own alliance is like, wow, this guy's too good. We got to get rid of him. And if he's bad at it, he gets caught.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad look, right? Like, so many things had to be right, perfectly played with no one telling the wrong people the wrong information for that to work for 3 whole days, man.
It was a very risky plan. I mean, it was,
yeah.
I don't know if it was worth the risk. And I don't know, like, time will tell whether Devin's plan really worked, because he might have put Ben in a better position. He either set Ben up to be, you know,
Ben has a great story.
As a Judas.
Now. Yeah.
Or, you know, because Ben could be seen as a traitor, or he's not only. Does Ben have an alibi in a way? You know, he also didn't participate in the gloating.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I think Ben probably handled this the best way he could have, which is just to fucking kill it. Right. Because.
I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just going to say that they were. That's another thing that I think didn't look good for Devin is that the gloating, it was so personal.
Yeah,
which really spoke to how smug they must think Chrissy and Ryan are.
I think part of the gloating was to cement the Ben is not in with us look.
Yes, that too.
Like, a lot of times they would show like Ben like being down and you know, acting, and then Devin would be there like reinforcing it, right? Like, Devin was acting right along with him.
So that was counterproductive. I mean, maybe that was it. There's a certain part of me that felt like this was too much, too complicated.
It does seem like it could really blow up in your face jury wise.
I mean, I like the idea of keeping Mike and Joe in the dark. That was key to the plan.
Totally.
It would not have worked. You know, I thought part of the big risk of the new alliance forming when they did was like that you're relying on Mike and Joe and you're leaving them in the game and they could burn you. They could go to the other side. That didn't happen. Right. You know, and keeping them in the dark at that second vote was the right move. So that was awesome.
Yeah, but you know what's insane? Actually, now you mentioned them going to the other side. I was thinking, oh no, they wouldn't go to the other side because it would be 4-4. But now I'm realizing, no, actually, they think that it would be 5-3 if they went to the other side.
Right.
Right. But it still makes sense for them, or no? Yeah. Oh, so they're like, oh, we get to pick which five we go with. That makes sense. And then they're going to go with the ones that reach out to them the week before. Yeah, they're not going to switch at all there. There's no reason for them to. Right? Because they just worked with Lauren, Ashley, and Devin. And right. Switching to the other five isn't going to help them. They're still 5-5, right?
Like, unless they get wind of the plan. That's, like you said, everybody has to say the right thing. So that's part of the risk. If anything goes wrong, then Joe and Mike know that they're being targeted, and then they go to Chrissy and Ryan and say, here's what's up.
Yeah, rarely does such a complicated plan that's really good TV work so well. Like, man, it worked really well.
Yeah.
Right? At least for now. Like, it worked to do what they wanted. I don't know that they thought about all the extra repercussions that we're talking about, you know? But it, like, if their goal was to do what they did, it worked. Like, definitely. Could they have done it without the plan? Yeah, probably they would have had to use Lauren's extra vote to make sure of it, though.
I feel very strongly, Ryan, that Devin is the next to go.
Yeah, you could be right. You could be right.
What do you think of that?
I mean, it doesn't. I read someone who was like, Ben or Devin are getting blindsided, and then the other one wins, which. I definitely feel like either Ben or Devin are getting blindsided.
Or both.
Or both, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Like, I don't know. I just don't see it being Devin. And I could be wrong, and I'd be very happy to be wrong because I like it being unpredictable. But, and he's turned out to be, you know, way more strategic and smart than he seemed at first, and that's great. I just think he's being set up for a fall.
Yeah.
And I think next week is next week's going to tell a lot about what comes next.
How many episodes we got left? We've got...
There's three left, I've been told.
Yeah, the finale's on the 20th.
So there's seven...
Yeah,
now
they go to the end with five, which is perfect.
So next week is the final seven.
Yep.
Which could be a huge turning point. And I just, you know, this could, if Ben catches wind that he is actually on the outs with his new alliance, he, Chrissy, and Ryan can vote out and can join with Dr. Mike and vote out Devin.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Ben has an idol.
Yeah.
So if he thinks he's in danger at all, he can play it.
Using an idol at final seven is rough, though. Like, you really want to use it at six because presumably you're going to be able to navigate into the numbers when it's an odd number.
Okay, but if you feel like there is a chance that it's going to be you,
right,
then you play it, right?
Right.
You don't go, well, it would be better for me to hang on to it.
No, I know. It's just like, yeah. You want to play it at even numbers, right? Because then if it's 3-3, you come out on top, right?
Well, yeah, in a perfect world where you can sit down and like game that out.
That's
what
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But I think if you're there,
yeah,
it's day to day and you're just I might get voted out tonight. Yeah. I better play this thing.
I totally agree with you. And I think, you know, I think I'm thinking about on paper and not in actuality. So. But.
Right. That's my next prediction. Devin is the next to go. I would love to see Lauren win, but I don't know. I'm sticking with I've had a feeling about Dr. Mike all season. The edit told us in the very first episode, and do not underestimate Dr. Mike. What?
He keeps saying it. He said it again this episode. You know what
You know, and he had a $1 million winner's quote this episode too.
So did Devin.
Other people did. Yeah. So did Devin for the first time.
But now I think everyone does.
Now. Well, now, like, the closer you get to the end, the more you are going to get people saying, I can see the $1 million, whatever.
Right. Yep.
But it's the early ones, I think, that traditionally people have put more stock in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it's going to pan out to anything, but not only the $1 million quote, but we've heard from the very beginning, don't underestimate Dr. Mike. He is a survivor, and he might just be the last one standing.
Man, what a cool scene. Now
that he's the last one standing of his tribe. And that may be the extent of it.
It's really unfortunate we had to get to episode 10/11 for the season to start being like good. Strategically good, at least. I mean, it's been pretty good character wise. In fact, I would argue it's like one of the stronger character seasons we've had.
Yeah. Good characters, but you know, like Ashley said last night, like, I'm finally playing Survivor.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of them woke up and figured out they're playing a game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's just good though. Like, that's good gameplay. It's boring TV, but you wait until as long as possible to play the game if you can. You know,
yes.
If you're playing the game early, quote unquote, you're either overplaying or you're in trouble. Like, early, just vote with people. Figure out who's voting. Just figure out who's voting for who and vote with the most people. It's not that. It seems like it should be easy, but I've been there. It's not that easy.
Right.
I've been, You've kind of been there. I've kind of been in a sort of a fake version.
You've been in
there.
A simulation.
Yeah, simulation. There you go. We're all in a simulation.
Kobayashi Maru.
Yeah. And failure was inevitable in mine too, so
well, you know, you gotta Kirk it and find the way to beat the system.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm like, the more I'm talking myself into this, and I could be totally proven wrong and embarrassed next week, but I think I'm seeing Devin as one of the least likely to win now.
Yeah. Scott, who is your winner pick?
Peaking
again?
He's peaking too soon. Oh, from based on episode one, it was Ryan. Yeah. Okay. But I was never confident about that.
And I wasn't that confident.
I was like, well, I guess if I have to pick someone, I'm picking Ryan. But I was right in that he had savvy and strategy, and he's done some things, many things right. But he's made some key mistakes. And boy, telling Ben about his idol turned out to be such a big mistake.
Huge.
Like, I don't even think it's like worthy of the blowback he's gotten.
I totally agree, but I think based on the blowback he has gotten, you have to consider it as one of the worst mistakes in Survivor. Like, he went from like having this really locked in relationship with Devin, where even if Devin had gone to lunch with Lauren and Ashley and Ben and formed this four, Devin would have still been like, no, I've got to be with Ryan here.
Right.
You know, don't you think?
I think.
Or do you think there maybe were other things leading to Devin mistrusting Ryan that we weren't shown, and we were just shown the most obvious thing?
Possible. I mean, they're only showing, we only know what they've shown us. He could have observed that Ryan and Chrissy have grown very close. But yeah, but based on what we've been shown, yes, it turns out in hindsight, in what you would call resorts-oriented thinking or whatever.
Resorts.
I want to go to a resort.
That's when you like assume the most laid back.
That's when you assume that Ponderosa is really cush. It's resorts-oriented. No, but results-oriented thinking might be to say that it's such a huge mistake because of the blowback. Because based on what he did, yes, it was a big mistake. He should have thought, like, to tell Devin that he told Ben before Devin could find out otherwise. And he clearly didn't anticipate Ben would tell him. But on the other hand, like, he's also never lied, as he pointed out, he never lied to Devin. He never betrayed. At the time, he told Devin that he's the only person he told it was true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, he's never worked against Devin.
He did lie to Devin in that moment, though. Did you notice when he was like trying to reconnect?
Yes.
He said, I told you were the only person who I didn't. I told you you were the only person I told, not the only person who knew, which is just
that he totally flubbed that. That was like shocking.
But not that Devin
should have just said, you know, I told, but you're right. And you have every right to be mad at me. I don't know what happened. I panicked and I told him, you know, I thought it might help us.
More people need someone needs to make a supercut of Tony apologizing to people and rebuilding trust. If it's even in the edit, because
how did he do that?
Because people could learn a lot. Like, Ryan could learn a lot from how Tony, like, rebuilt bridges after he had burnt them to the ground.
Well, Tony also had Trish running interference for him, which should not be underestimated. According to both of them, I think Trish would often be the one to calm people down and be like, Tony's a good guy. Hear him out. Yeah.
One of the big arguments against Joe as a potential winner in the edit this season is that, Joe's playing like Tony. Tony won. But Tony was shown to have lots of relationships. His relationship with Wu was why he got to be there at the end.
Right.
You know, and his relationship with Trish was huge, 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 huge. Well,
and Tony, although he got in some fights, some bitter like fights with Cass especially, he wasn't mean-spirited.
No. It was always
he wasn't attacking people for having PSDV or stealing their shoes, you know?
Yeah, or calling them goats. Like, he was calling them llamas. Which is much more fun.
All of his bad acts, so to speak, were game-related.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nothing he was socially personal. Really dialed in. The guy's great, has great social game. Like,
yeah, nothing was personal, and that's a big difference, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe, I mean, he was obviously in the end, he still was a lot like Tony, but yeah, he had a lot more edge to him, and I enjoyed watching him. Like, I like having a Tony type on the show. I think his edge is what got him further than Tony would have gotten in most times he plays. Like, I think, you know, Tony, though, he's so erratic, like, he's going to go early in most seasons, I feel like.
I disagree. Yeah. Yes, now that we know who he is, but if he's a brand new player and he's super fun and funny to be around, and he's kind of crazy, kooky, but he is, like, a team player for the tribe and working in challenges and working around camp.
Yeah, he is entertaining, man.
Why would he get voted out early?
There's so no much.
If they don't know to mistrust him as they did in Game Changers, like, why would he get voted out early?
That's a good point. You know, there's so much value in being an entertaining person around camp. I mean, we see it time and time again. That someone who just is like funny and entertaining and thinking of fun things for people to do or talk about just lasts longer. I know that I would be really, really hard pressed to vote out someone that made me laugh every day. Like, it's just not gonna. I want to ally with that person.
Right.
You know, like
that would be a major part of my day, would be just keeping it light and making people laugh.
Yeah, totally.
That's one of my only skills. So I'd have to use it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all I got.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to think that I would try to do that, but I would be bad at it. I think I would tend to like lean too snarky in my humor, and that would be a bad look. I know I've done that in the past, for sure. So you'd be good at that.
Most of us don't like you.
I know.
No, we love you. I don't know if I mean, I'm not saying I would win the game. I'm just saying that's what I would do to try it, to.
Yeah, you would definitely make up for your possible liability you'd be in challenges with being entertaining around camp, for sure.
Yeah, that's why I think early on, one of the reasons why Rob Cesternino was such a hero to me,
totally.
One of the many, him playing, you know, brilliantly, strategically, obviously, was a huge part of it. But obviously I could relate to the fact that that's what he, how he could worm his way in by being a fun, funny guy who people liked having around, but they didn't know he was like super strategic.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Rob is like the quintessential guy who's funny around camp, right? Like the, maybe the first guy who got far because of that. Can you think of someone else who was like,
no, like, I mean, maybe there's somebody that we don't know. I mean,
Greg,
there's people who got stuck around because they're likable. What?
Greg Buis. Was he like that?
Maybe. But I mean, I think there are other reasons he was being kept around by the tribe because he was strong.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Jervis that season also really likable and fun. But I'm talking about somebody like me who would be just awful at challenges. And would be, you know, a prime target to go early on.
Yeah.
Now, how Rob avoided being a target early on is beyond.
Well, he wasn't that bad at challenges.
He wasn't terrible. That's true. He wasn't terrible.
He wasn't a Scott Chernoff type. I mean,
no, he wasn't. Luckily for him,
he was a young Scott Chernoff.
He was, yeah. I guess. I mean, in that first challenge back then, it was like a couple of the other guys who were the big strong guys, but they tanked the balance beam.
That's right.
And so they stood out, but it was between like one of those two guys and one of the older guys who was an asshole who was like rubbing everybody the wrong way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like the older asshole who's rubbing everyone the wrong way is always going to go before the challenge, the person who's weak at challenges, I feel like.
Yes. And yet Randy made it pretty far his first time.
I think we were shown Randy was more crusty and confessional than he was in camp, I think, especially early. Like, I think Randy's 100% capable of being a very likable guy.
I'm sure. Oh, he is. I mean, he's likable to me in his interviews.
Totally.
It was like BB and Rudy in the same season.
Right.
BB got voted out. Rudy, though, did, you know, come close to getting voted out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know that I personally, when I meet someone like Randy that I know is just like, oh, this is just like a crusty old guy. Like, I can play on their level. I can talk to them, and the key is just be crusty back. Like,
yeah.
That's how they respect that, you know? Anyways,
what's been great about this, one of the pluses of this season is that people like Devin, I'm going to say something nice about him, and Lauren have transcended their archetypes.
Yes.
And turned out to have some real game to them. You know, Devin is way more than JP, for instance, you know, and Lauren is way more than Denise the Lunch Lady or,
oh yeah,
you know,
man,
Lydia Morales, if you want to go back to Guatemala, which I know you always want to go back to. You know, she is not a goat to be led and dragged to the end as a loyal vote, as her archetype has always been.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that she's also a mom, and the mom type, like, it is hard for them to get to the end and win if they're seen as a mom to the camp.
But she's not a stereotypical mom type.
I know. Chrissy is, and Chrissy's playing that up, and it could end up hurting her.
Like being a mom around camp?
I don't know. It seems like it to me, but maybe not.
I don't get that sense.
And there's been some really successful moms, obviously, you know, the ultimate, Tina Wesson. So,
right.
So it can hurt you like it hurt Missy.
I mean, Denise Stapley was a mom, but she didn't play the mom role.
Well, she kind of did to Malcolm, didn't she? But it wasn't her fault that Malcolm. I don't know. Maybe not.
What? I don't think so. I think Tina played that role to Colby.
Right. I think if you're going to play the role, you have to take that person to the end.
Right.
You can't cut them.
Well, that happened with Tina and Colby. But, like, I don't think that Denise played that role with Malcolm. I think that...
Yeah, she didn't really play with anyone.
Partners. She did not
That wasn't her identity either as a character.
Right. She wasn't like a mom type. She didn't try to mother people.
Right.
She had empathy.
Right.
From being a psychologist, she could really relate to people, and I think that helped her. But like, Lauren is not, nobody's thinking she's like my mom, because she's not. I mean, she's awesome and she's a mom, and there's all different types of moms. She just is not the stereotypical type.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I don't think people are thinking of her that way.
How do you think these people who are defying their sort of archetype are, do you think that they were hiding? Like, do you think Devin was like playing the dumb surfer bro until just now? Do you think Lauren was playing the crusty fisherwoman around camp and then just
started? I
don't think
Lauren's been playing. I don't think she's been playing a part. I think she's been.
She seems.
And I don't think she's been hiding her skills or intelligence. I just think she has been. I think she's never been hiding. Mm-hmm. She's always had what she felt. She's been very, you know, she's participated in game talk with a lot of people. But I think that also as the game has progressed, she has also gotten better and evolved with it. And I don't think she's hiding. I think she's just been stepping up as the game steps up.
Yeah.
Devin, on the other hand, I think was deliberately laying back because he didn't see. I think the situations he was in did not call for him to step up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And perhaps if that tribe he was on with Ashley and Joe and Mike, was it? Or who? No, Joe and somebody. I don't know. When it was 2 versus 2.
Yeah.
Who was that? Talking about maybe going to Rocks. Like, if they had lost that challenge, maybe Devin would have come forward sooner.
Had to play harder. Yeah. Totally. I mean, how lucky. It's such a luxury to get to go play Survivor and not have to play hard right away. You know what I mean? Like, who this season? Oh yeah, Cole didn't go to Tribal or something until there was a couple of people who didn't go to Tribal till the merge, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jessica did not.
Yeah, and she was the first one. Bummer.
Yeah, she didn't have any practice of going to Tribal. Right. But I mean, look at JP has played his whole season without playing hard.
Yeah,
I mean, that luxury all season. Right to the end.
Yeah, that's true, man. You know, getting rid of JP there isn't that bad of an idea when you look at like how much of a goat Ryan and Chrissy are. That if you cut JP, like JP's a goat too, but together, that like three goats together is very hard to beat, right?
Like, true.
They're all going to just take each other, right? So if you get rid of one of them, great. Like, and Ryan and Chrissy are like in some ways maybe more predictable than JP because they actually play.
But JP is predictable. He's going to do whatever his alliance does.
Right. Yeah. Oh, maybe they think, oh, we could possibly get Ryan or Chrissy alone, but we could never get JP alone from Chrissy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
maybe. I think it was probably because he was a challenge threat.
Yeah, it's got to be it.
And he's likable.
I'm overthinking it as I am wont to be.
I just don't think it was the right decision. I mean, I think that he was never a big threat to anybody's game.
Yeah. I thought for sure it was going to be Ryan. I meant to say this earlier because you know how Ryan kept saying, I got an idol in my pants. I thought he was going to walk out with an idol in his pants.
Right?
Like it would have been such good. It would have been such poetic justice.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. I still think it would have been the smarter move.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they would have gotten him too.
Not at all a physical threat in the least, and maybe they didn't realize what a strategic threat he is, but he had an idol and they had a clear shot at him.
Yeah, man, that would have been sweet to see. I mean, how embarrassing for Ryan though too, like he thinks he's so good at the game and his social game is insane, and then he gets voted out with an idol. Like, that's one of the most embarrassing things that can happen to you on the show.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare.
Oh man,
you'd
he's
rather
lucky.
Misplay your idol.
He
than
is freaking
leave
lucky. Yeah,
you would rather play it and have it be irrelevant than leave with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, he they got him. Still got him good though. The whole acting thing just got him to play it this last round. When Ben was like, "I'd play it if I had one." Like,
yeah.
Usually that sentence is like tips people off. Oh, you know, makes you think.
Right.
But Ben was doing such a good job of like making Ryan think that he was with them.
Well, they had no reason to doubt him. They had no reason to think he wasn't on their side because right. he'd always been on their side.
Right. And he was doing a good job acting, and so was
it's
Devin.
It's not like somebody from the other alliance or somebody you aren't tight with saying,
right.
"Well, I'd play it."
Right. That's
then
true,
you yeah. can be suspicious. But in his situation, it seemed to be like, look, it's either going to be you or me because Chrissy has immunity. And just between men, shake hands. I know you're going to use your idol. I'm going to try to talk you out of it.
Yeah, and the best part was when Ryan played it, he thought he was signing Ben's death warrant. You know what I mean? Like, he thought, oh, this means Ben's going home.
Yeah.
Like, and he, like, shook Ben's hand afterwards and gave him kind of a sympathetic look, but little did he know. So good,
yeah,
man.
But that was him being nice. That wasn't something to be, like,
No, I know. No, it wasn't poetic justice. I'm just saying, like, it's so funny to get played so completely.
Yeah, they had him pretty well snowed.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, it's just... it was...
All right, is there anything else for us to talk about?
I was very happy Chrissy won immunity, though, because I was hoping for another shakeup. So I was like, she'll be safe and Ryan's safe, so maybe they'll flip the script again.
Yeah. I don't know if Chrissy and Ryan are capable of flipping a script. We saw them try and fail miserably.
I just mean that maybe they would, the script would get flipped because just the only two targets both had immunity. So the other alliance would have to turn on themselves.
Oh, so by your definition, the script did get flipped.
I guess it did, but only flipped against Joe.
Yeah, you wanted Ben to get voted out? Like, that would have been more interesting.
That would be the time to vote him out. Yeah, I think it was kind of a mistake to not vote him out at that point.
I want to just say, like, when it comes to Ben, he is looking so cut. Like, they keep showing him. He's lost so much weight, and his stomach looks so good.
I had noticed. I have a question about Ben.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt this important talk. When did Ben and Chrissy not be a thing anymore?
Yeah, it was crazy, right? I noticed it last episode. I meant to bring this up with Austin.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Ben was just talking about him and Lauren being a team when he was talking to Devin. He was not talking about Chrissy at all. I think the edit is heavily, heavily protecting Chrissy. I think she's widely disliked, widely distrusted by even people that have been working with her. And the edit is sheltering her from that, like sheltering her from us knowing that for whatever reason, like
because she wins, right?
Or they want to bring her back.
I don't think they would work so hard to protect her just because they might want.
Well, Jeff loves her, dude. In preseason, Jeff was just gaga over Chrissy, so
okay,
I could see it.
I guess, but why not bring her back as somebody who's hated?
Yeah, I mean, because you don't want her to be hated by the audience as well.
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any reason to protect her if she's not winning.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean,
and I think way she could win is being in a final three with, you know,
Ryan
and one other person, maybe Dr. Mike, and there's a tie or something, and Ryan breaks it.
No, I think we're assuming there's going to be a tie, right? Like, why would Jeff bring that up?
Well, we're aware that it's a a possibility more than it was before.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I'm not assuming that there is a tie.
Yeah,
but it is. I'm kind of hoping there's not, only because
because it seems like there will be.
It's too predictable.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather just if that in the future when Jeff reveals something like that, we don't automatically go, oh, that means it's happening next season.
Totally. Yeah, that would be nice.
I'd rather it remain mysterious, but
they should have thought of that. Come on.
But at some point, Ben and Chrissy, it might have just been when Ben went to the on the other tribe with Lauren, and
I think
they
so.
Just bonded more.
But I think Ben came back. Those middle tribes. When they came back to the merge, I think those middle tribes ended up being much stronger relationships than the first tribes, except for with the healers. Nobody wanted to work with the healers.
Can you blame them? Oh, we're healers.
I love the healers tribe, man. That was a great tribe.
What was so great about their tribe?
Oh, I just liked the characters on it. I think there were some interesting players we didn't get to see enough of. Well, they got Joe and Mike. Cole was interesting. Like,
I couldn't do without ever seeing Cole again.
Really? I mean, he was flawed for sure, but I thought he was entertaining. Like, he's bad at the game. That's entertaining. When you're that bad, it's kind of fun, right? Like, to have someone who's that bad but not boring.
It's fun to watch him be bad, but I don't want to see him come back.
Yeah. I mean, we need someone to say, we need someone to give ill regrets to, Scott. We need a Cole.
That's true.
Speaking of
ill regrets.
Is it time
for us to give ill regrets yet?
Yes, I feel like it could be. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot. I'm sure there's a lot we didn't cover, but I don't, you know, we're doing this know-it-all style, which means we're keeping it short, sweet, and just talking about the key points. But we will do our segments. So now I got to rack my brain for a hold up, bro, while I play the theme song.
That's what I do every week.
Here we go.
Hold up.
All right, this is Hold Up, Bro. This is the moment you said, Hold Up, Bro. I got to rewind my DVR and watch that again. Scott, I don't have anything. Nothing like stood out as like a really like goofy or weird moment for me. I guess seeing that moment, like the way that they edited Devin saying the sky is clear now, would be, I'd kind of want to go back and watch that just to see what the tone really was. Because now you got me doubting myself. Like, I thought Devin had a good edit, but now, like, the way you're putting it, it might have been much worse than I thought.
Yeah, I don't think it was, like, 100% bad. I don't think it was 100% good.
Mm-hmm.
I think
everyone has a flawed
51% bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's it? I thought you were kind of arguing it was more like 75% bad.
Well, maybe I'd go up to maybe 60% bad.
But what about, would you go up to 65 though?
He was given, let's negotiate. He was given credit for plans that worked,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was a coming out episode for him. I also thought it was a coming out episode for Ashley.
Definitely. So no, it was a coming out episode for a lot of people, I thought. This whole new alliance.
But the so he had some good things that he got credit for and was shown a lot, and that was all good for him. But he was also shown being arrogant and very praising of himself. That's not a grammatically correct sentence, but that's what I saw.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it looked good.
Yeah,
for his chances.
That just reminded me of one other thing I wanted to talk about, which is when Lauren chose her four, which she may have chosen better than anyone ever in the history of choosing reward companions. Like, she chose a really good four or three people. But how Jeff goes, Ryan, what do you think about this? And Ryan gives like a very political answer, right? Like, very good, but political answer, where he's definitely not telling what he really thinks. And then the edit goes to Lauren, and she goes, Ryan was wrong. And I'm like,
yeah
he was lying. Like, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah, that just showed that his lie was believed.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I think he said the right thing.
I think you could
say, like, yeah, of course I'm disappointed, but I understand. It's not our feeling.
Yeah. I think we as the viewer were supposed to think he was telling the truth, though. You know?
Oh.
Like, and when... So, yeah.
No, but then he said... He told us, the viewers, that he was not telling the truth.
Did he?
Yeah, he said, of course I said that, but of course I'm really disappointed and really devastated, but, you know, I said there's no hard feelings.
Right. Oh, yeah, but he didn't say, no, she chose those people strategically.
Oh, no, he didn't say that. And I think if he had, not know that.
Yeah, if he had known that, he would have been a lot more on edge.
Well, but it's another one of his failures.
Right.
Is that he didn't stop and think, why did Lauren choose those three?
Yeah, you know, one of the faults that I will credit to myself the first time I played the simulation of Survivor is that, and I think Ryan is guilty of this, is that I kind of assumed that just because someone wasn't talking to me about the game, that they just weren't playing the game.
Right.
And that's a really, really bad assumption to make, and dangerous, dangerous assumption. And I think it really bit me hard. Like,
he thought he was the only one.
Him and Chrissy were the only ones.
Chrissy were the only ones talking privately about the game,
right? Which is just dumb. It's really, really blind and easy to do, I think, because it makes you feel safe to do that, to think that way.
So he would have thought like, why did she choose those three?
Yeah. If he had thought, you should have thought about
it. I've been with her since the beginning on the Hustlers Tribe.
Yep. Well, maybe not focusing on why didn't she choose me, but more focusing on why did she choose specifically those three and in that order.
Yeah.
Right. Like that, the way Jeff does that is designed to show who the pecking order of this person's trust, right? Like, he's like, you get to pick one person. Psych, you get to pick two. So that just, like, shows, like, who's your first and second most important
person. Who was the first person she picked? I can't remember. Ben.
Ben, I think, yeah. And then Devin, and then Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of surprised she chose Ashley, weren't you?
Yes. It seemed to come out of nowhere, but I guess they're friends. And, I mean, the only thing I can think is that she thought these were the most loyal people. I don't know. Why are they so well chosen? You know?
Yeah.
She could just as easily have said, I'm going to pick Ryan, Chrissy, and Ben and tell them that we should be the final four.
So I think Lauren has a real good read on who's with who. I think she saw Devin and Ashley as a duo. And I think she saw Ben and Ashley as people that she wants to work with and seemingly want to work with her. So I think it was really smart, obviously. It worked out perfectly. I mean, when have we ever seen a reward challenge with four people who just like orchestrate the next two moves of the game right then and there?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome.
But they're ready to turn on Ben already.
I know. Well, as they should be, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move. Did you have a hold up, bro?
I got nothing, man.
All right, let's move
on. I
mean,
I could make one up.
It's all good.
But I didn't rewind for anything. I just plowed right through the whole thing.
Oh, it was a good episode. It was hard to want to stop it, you know?
Yeah, there were a couple times I might have rewound because it was like, I didn't hear that.
When Jeff was telling him how to play the challenge.
Jeff is like, no, I just breeze right through that. Jeff has really gotten weird with his, want to know what you're playing
I
for?
Know, it's really weird.
Want to know like, what it is?
It's really like, weird.
He's really like leaning into that.
Yeah, you know? He's using this voice. This is the first time we heard it.
Want to know what it is?
It was that thing, but like he's using that like every time now.
Yeah, he's into it. I think it's weird. It's like cute.
Yeah, it's really weird. All right, let's move on. Here we go.
What's the time?
It's time to get ill.
What's the time?
It's time to get
ill regrets.
All right, this is ill regrets. This is, who do you think is going to have ill regrets? Scott?
I am going to stay consistent with what I'm saying. Counterintuitively, Devin.
Yeah.
For A, not voting out Ryan first.
Mm-hmm.
When they had the chance, or Chrissy, either of them, but more specifically Ryan, and B, for not voting out Ben the next time.
Yeah,
I think he left two people in the game who will be his downfall ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, I think Devin's a fine choice. I mean, I kind of would lean towards Ben, but I'm giving Ben a lot of credit for doing such a good job acting. But like,
what would he have?
Well, I think he didn't need to do the acting.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, because of the extra vote, he could have also flushed Lauren's extra vote, kind of. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he thinks so Lauren's on his side.
To be a spy,
I don't think they needed to go to that. Yeah, I don't think they need to go to those lengths. I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, I know earlier I was saying it
getting like a mistake, but now I'm thinking it may end up aiding him.
Yeah.
Now I think it's helped. In the beginning, when I heard the plan, I thought this is too much and it's bad for them. But now I think he may be in a better position.
Yeah, you know, I will say that both Devin and Ben's fates are so tightly entwined with this plan for Ben to act now. You know what I mean? Like, it could hurt Devin hugely. It could hurt Ben hugely. We'll just see what happens, right? Like,
yeah, but I think Devin, for those things and for being really smug and arrogant and gloating.
Well, yeah, it was
gloating after that vote off. I just think there was no reason to do that other than fulfilling his own personal satisfaction in the moment.
Yeah. Honestly, just like the whole, that's for me to know and you to find out routine that they were pulling after. So bad. Looks so bad.
Really annoying.
Yeah.
Really off putting. Cause Chrissy, as much as they may not like her, had a good point. She's like, okay, you want to pull a game move and blindside me? That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's kind of thinking about it the opposite way than a lot of these schlemiels. She's like, okay, that part is fine. Do whatever you want to me in the game, but don't be an asshole to me.
Right.
Don't treat me like shit.
Mm-hmm. I think,
doing it.
Yeah, people get big heads, especially right after Tribal, where everything goes exactly as planned. It's like hard not to feel like, oh man,
hard I want to get celebrate. Excited.
Yeah.
Understood. Hard not to get excited, but that's the game is don't show it.
Yeah.
Show it privately, show it in your confessionals or show it just with your close allies. Yeah. Don't show it to the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like you're being a sore winner or a poor sport. Yeah.
Yes.
For sure. Is sore winner a thing?
I've heard the term.
Okay.
But I mean, I think it's like, you know, obviously not, it's a twist. So it's not really a term, but it's a term that I've heard used. So there you go.
All right. I'm vindicated.
Okay. All right,
let's move on to the last segment. Here we go. We only like it if it's loud.
We only like it if it's loud. Go! I can get loud too. What the? Hello to
me. Hello. All right, Scott. Who got loud this week, Scott?
Wow. There were two episodes, so I'm going to give out two fishies.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same thing, right?
We're going for it. Yeah, I mean,
what's
we're doing the know-it-alls.
Between a fishy and getting loud?
Yeah.
There's no difference.
No difference.
It's an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren.
Yep.
And Ashley.
You want to give it to Ashley?
Look, I'm not saying she's going to win, but she made herself, in my mind, a more viable potential winner.
Mm-hmm.
She stepped forward at the right time, and she's participating in some big moves. I don't know who else besides, like, I've already said Devin's going to have ill regrets. He did stand out in some ways well, but in some ways poorly. Lauren is obviously, you know, head and shoulders, she got the loudest. But I'm going to give a second honorary one to Ashley for stepping up to the plate.
I thought you were saying Lauren for the first part and Ashley for the second part.
That's what I started with, but then I revised it.
Yeah. I mean, I would
Lauren
go,
because she's so much better. Go ahead.
Yeah, yes. I would go Lauren for the first part and Lauren for the second part. Like, man, she had a great two episodes. Really, really good. Like, even if she doesn't win, I'd love to see her play again, man.
She will be back.
I have no doubt
she'll be back.
She's great combination.
She wants to be.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
She's a great combination of good character and good player.
Yes. Just if she all wants to come back, she'll be back. Well, also, she's still got her second vote.
I know.
In her pocket.
Yeah. Are we coming down to an advantage Geddon? Are they going to rehide Ryan's idol or not?
God, I hope not.
I hope not. I was kind of bummed when Ben got one.
Yeah. He literally just stumbled upon it.
I know.
I don't usually engage in these conspiracy theories, but I did wonder, like, if there was a time that they were like, oh, he's coming this way, throw it there.
Yeah, I know. It did not look good, did it?
No, it looked very planted to me, but I don't know. He wasn't even looking. He was just walking down a path, and he walked up to
him. Ugh, God. Yeah, I don't like to dwell on these things too long. I know, like, on ATF, they'll talk about that stuff till the cows come home. Or they won't talk about it because the assumption is it was planted and there's no reason to talk about it.
Right.
but, like, yeah, I it did look very suspicious. So.
But that said, I nominate him also for Getting Loud, come to think of it. Because he played the spy game so well.
Yeah.
And B, not for finding the idol, but for doing what I always want them to do, which is to not tell anybody. Don't tell anybody.
Yes, yeah, I know.
I strongly believe it. Even when you have a really close ally, I still believe it.
I am still of the tell one person camp, and I probably always will be. But, or actually, I will say this. I'll be in that camp until I play a simulation where I tell one person and get burnt. So
I think telling one person, if you super trust them, you know, is the max. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't tell the one trusted ally, but I personally, as a viewer and as a strategy fan, enjoy it more when people don't tell. And they've got that secret, and they're able to keep that secret and use it when needed or not use it at all because it's not needed. But at least they have the knowledge that, because did you notice there was a point when they were like deciding who to vote for? And they were like, well, what if Joe has an idol? What if Mike has an idol? Whatever. And Ben just went, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
Now, you could say that was maybe, if you were super paying attention, a bit of a tip-off. Why aren't you worried about that?
Yeah,
really, what that said to me is having the idol has given him, he's aware that they don't have it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we always say, like, that's, like, one of the most powerful things about having the idol. And it's kind of why it's good that they always have at least more than one in play, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Ben, you know, it's nice to finally have an episode where I don't have a laundry list of people for ill regrets and no one forgot Loud. Now it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to really choose an ill regrets because even the people that we were talking about, Devin and Ben, both still played amazing games this episode.
Right. You know? They both played well. I don't think Ben made any mistakes this episode.
Yeah, I mean...
The plan was brought to him, and I think he could have said no, but I think he needed to show, you know, I think it's better for him to not be a dictator at that point and just say, sure, whatever the team wants, I'll do it.
I do agree with that because he had been.
I mean, look.
Yeah.
Play along.
Yeah. I kind of got the vibe from his body language. He wasn't really stoked about it at first.
No, I don't think he was.
Yeah. Then who would be? That's a big ask, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a little like suspicious. Like I would be suspicious. Why are you asking me to do that?
Totally. Totally. I'd be suspicious about that. And then I'd be like, can I even do it well enough to not get busted? And you know, like there's so many reasons to not do it just to play it safe, you know?
So he got Loud too.
Yeah. It was a loud, loud couple of episodes.
Loud and proud.
Yeah.
So the next episode I'm looking forward to, it should be very telling.
I agree. I agree. I mean,
I'm locking in on my prediction right now. Devin.
You think Devin's going, and then it'll be Chrissy, Ryan, and who'd you say the third was going to be?
In the Ben and or Dr. Mike.
Okay, yeah. And I it's think
gonna
it's going
to
be
Ben or Dr. Mike with Chrissy and Ryan in the final three. That's my prediction.
All right. And I think it's going to be Lauren, Devin, and Ashley in the final three. And Ashley's going to get no jury questions. That's my theory.
Okay. Well, I'm rooting for Lauren, so I'd love to see her win.
Yeah. Man, what a season.
The exciting part is that there's any of these combinations. There could be any combination of these seven people in the final three, and I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah, and I also wouldn't really be
final three out, and I
wouldn't really
that.
Be unhappy with any of them either. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I like all these. Like, I want to see all these people do well.
You're so giving.
I know. How nice. It's so nice of me to be rooting for people on Survivor.
All right. Well, I think we've said it all.
We definitely haven't, but, you know, we'll let ourselves
we haven't, but this time. I could take a nap for the next hour, and that's like super important
okay,
to me.
Okay, we'll do that then.
I know our listeners are really, that's really important to them as well.
We're going to leave the podcast recording for an hour, and this will be your chance to just nap.
You know? Oh, okay. And then we'll come back in an hour and resume it.
We'll just come back and say goodbye.
Oh, okay. It's we'll do the goodbyes.
I'll just leave an hour of space at the end of the podcast so you can just nap while you're on your way to work. And, you know.
I dare you to do that.
You don't need all this stimuli. You don't need podcasts in your ear at all times.
Don't encourage people to nap in the car. Okay? We don't need that. We don't need that on our consciences.
Not until we get those self-driving cars.
Right. Then nap away.
Yep. All right, Scott.
Or take the bus for once in your life. All right, Ryan.
We'll talk to you
where can
next week?
I find you online?
At Ryan Elder Music, as always.
We've gotten some wonderful tweets and even a review.
Oh, we got a review?
We got a review, yeah.
Okay, well, that's a teaser for next week.
Yes, but it was positive. We're looking for negative reviews. We're looking for really harsh negative reviews. No, we're looking for anything. Any amount of stars, we'll take them. And at Ryan Elder Music is where you can find me.
Yep.
No,
as
that's
always.
Where we can find you. At Scott Chernoff, or just listen to the damn podcast.
Yep. All right, Scott.
Ryan, I love you.
Love you too. Talk to you next week. Oh,
I got an I love you out of Ryan. See? Up beneath that crusty, that crusty exterior beats a heart of gold.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
On that note, bye.
Bye.
The tribe has spoken. Now I'm going to put out your little lamp with my lamp stopper.